Leaves of Grass, the original 1855 edition. Written by Walt Whitman. Narrated by Benjamin Crowe. Preface. America does not repel the past, or what it has produced under its forms, or amid other politics, or the idea of castes, or the old religions, accepts the lesson with calmness, is not so impatient as has been supposed, that the slough still sticks to opinions and manners and literature, while the life which served its requirements has passed into the new life of the new forms, perceives that the corpse is slowly born from the eating and sleeping rooms of the house, perceives that it waits a little while in the door, that it was fittest for its days, that its action has descended to the stalwart and well-shaped heir who approaches, and that he shall be fittest for his days. The Americans of all nations at any time upon the earth have probably the fullest poetical nature. The United States themselves are essentially the greatest poem. In the history of the earth, hitherto the largest and most stirring appear tame and orderly to their ampler largeness and stir. Here, at last, is something in the doings of man that corresponds with the broadcast doings of the day and night. Here is not merely a nation, but a teeming nation of nations. Here is action, untied from strings, necessarily blind to particulars and details, magnificently moving in vast masses. Here is the hospitality, which forever indicates heroes. Here are the ruffs and beards and space and ruggedness and nonchalance that the soul loves. Here the performance, disdaining the trivial unapproached, in the tremendous audacity of its crowds and groupings, and the push of its perspective spreads with crampless and flowing breadth, and showers its prolific and splendid extravagance. One sees it must indeed own the richness of the summer and winter, and need never be bankrupt while corn grows from the ground, or the orchards drop apples, or the bays contain fish, or men beget children upon women. Other states indicate themselves in their deputies, but the genius of the United States is not best or most in its executives or legislatures, nor in its ambassadors or authors or colleges or churches or parlors, nor even in its newspapers or inventors, but always most in the common people. Their manners, speech, dress, friendships, the freshness and candor of their physiognomy, the picturesque looseness of their carriage, their deathless attachment to freedom, their aversion to anything indecorous or soft or mean, the practical acknowledgement of the citizens of one state by the citizens of all other states, the fierceness of their roused resentment, their curiosity and welcome of novelty, their self-esteem and wonderful sympathy, their susceptibility to a slight, the air they have of persons who never knew how it felt to stand in the presence of superiors, the fluency of their speech, their delight in music, the sure symptom of manly tenderness and native elegance of soul, their good temper and open-handedness, the terrible significance of their elections, the president's taking off his hat to them, not they to him. These two are unrhymed poetry. It awaits the gigantic and generous treatment worthy of it. The largeness of nature, or the nation were monstrous without a corresponding largeness and generosity of the spirit of the citizen. Not nature, nor swarming states, nor streets and steamships, nor prosperous business, nor farms, nor capital, nor learning may suffice for the ideal of man, nor suffice the poet. No reminiscences may suffice either. A live nation can always cut a deep mark and can have the best authority the cheapest, namely from its own soul. This is the sum of the profitable uses of individuals or states, and of present action and grandeur, and of the subjects of poets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?